All right. Why did you decide that you want to continue as Fort Madison's mayor?
Well, I think having been on the council since 2006, we faced some pretty tough times at the beginning of my term, and we had to make some tough decisions. And you always talk about personnel and how we can start to or try to find efficiencies in government and still offer the essential services and provide for quality of life issues that, you know, everybody comes to expect when they're paying taxes. And I think early on in that term, we made some of those key decisions. And I think the city of Fort Madison is certainly better today than it was in 2006 when I started. As a matter of fact, I think it's a lot better today. And so some of our potential, Fort Madison's potential, is being recognized. And we're at the beginning stages of a whole lot of things happening. And I'm hoping at the beginning stages of a whole lot more things happening. And so I'd like to continue on and help make Fort Madison a success.
What are some of the programs or the projects that you really want to continue to see to fruition? What are some specifics?
Well, I think we just started on several things, but the $6 million bond initiative to start really tackling the city's infrastructure in terms of streets from east to west and parks, and handling some of our sewer separation needs. That's one of those things that nobody likes to talk about, but it's mandated by the EPA and the DNR that we have to solve that, and that's based on old infrastructure. So, and that's one of those things that takes a lot of money to solve. And so that's one of the things, just getting the $13.75 million for Highway 2, the transfer of jurisdiction for Highway 2, I think is going to be a key piece of that puzzle, because it's basically the main road that everybody uses to get from east to west, or comes into town or leaves town. And that certainly needs some updating. And so it's part of improving our appearance that I think will help promote more possibilities with business and industry and retail and people just taking pride in ownership, basically. And then the newest thing would be the possibility of the prison. Utilizing the prison as a possible community center. There's a lot of available office space there, so kind of retooling some of the office space, maybe getting some other entities on board, possibly the local community college, so they would have access to bigger classrooms and start utilizing Fort Madison as a as an expanded campus down here. And then just the tourism aspect of it. There's been some other areas in the country that have used old prisons for a multitude of things that have been really a great tourism boon for them, and I think we need to really take a hard look at that as well.
What do you see as the role or the responsibilities of the mayor in Fort Madison? It's a part-time position, but a busy position. What do you see as those key duties that the mayor does?
Well, I think for me, I've learned that the mayor is one of relationships, and I think the first relationship is having a relationship with the public and the people that voted you in office, and those people really want to look towards someone that they can trust, that they have respect in, that has integrity, and that will, you know, look at all issues and all aspects of the individual voter's concern, but have the bigger picture, meaning the city of Fort Madison, in its sights and the success of Fort Madison. Because if Fort Madison succeeds, then there's a good chance that the people that are living in that town will succeed with it. And then I think the second relationship is one with the city. You got to have a respect with the city staff and the city council. The city council looks to me for influence and guidance. And I think the city staff looks to me for respect and know that I have a genuine interest in promoting Fort Madison and Fort Madison future. Not that it's just in it for me, which it is in no way. I'm not in it just for me. I'm in it for the betterment of the city. And then the last thing would be respect with or a relationship with business and industry. I mean, business and industry that we already have needs to be paid attention to and respected, that they've been with us through thick and thin, and we need them to keep their current employment here and expand their employment here, and we need to do whatever we can to help make that happen, and that's through tools that the city has made available in terms of TIFs and urban renewal and ERTEDs and things like that that allow people and business and retail to expand and improve on things that they have. And then the industry looking, somebody that represents industry very well and can promote the possibility of new industry and that's willing to go out and meet those people and understand what new industry needs are and then take that back to the city and to the council and to the people and say, hey, listen, this is what we need to do in order to entice future business. And that may come in the form of incentives or attitude or infrastructure and things like that. And so I think those are the things for me where being a mayor really pays off for the city.
Are there new initiatives, new ideas that if elected you would push? Maybe something you've been thinking about and something, or maybe from hearing from residents as you've been out campaigning. Any new ideas, any new initiatives that you would look at early on in the next term?
I think the consensus of everybody that I've been out when I'm out talking to people and meeting people is that I think they're really genuinely pleased at the approach that we've taken. We've tried making the city more proactive and more business friendly and more amenable to the individual person's needs and staying ahead of the curve that way. So we're kind of constantly looking out for future needs for not just the residents, but for everybody involved. And so I think people have been pleased with that. And so, we're always looking for new ways to try to entice people to not only improve what they own or what they have in town, but we're looking for ways to bring new business and industry in and see how we can do that. And then we're also looking for ways to bring people back. I mean, we need to increase our workforce always as industry starts to expand or a new industry comes to town. We need to figure out ways to do that. I guess the one thing that people talk about is, like any small town, is things to do for kids. We hear about, what's there for the kids to do. And, we go out and we're trying to entice private industry to locate here, but it's ultimately up to the industry to decide or the business to decide to locate here whether they can make that business or industry actually work. And for that to work, they have to turn a profit and make money at it, or they won't locate here. And so that's probably been the biggest sticking point, is how do we get more amenities for more people that end up paying off for the person who is willing to step up and actually take that chance on having a business or owning a business in town.
What are some of the areas? I mean, obviously the RecPlex is going to be a huge piece of that, but what are some of the other areas that Fort Madison really needs to look at amenity-wise? Because a lot of times you hear when you're recruiting an industry, it's not as much about the location for the plant, it's what the people working at the plant can do.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the workers, any industry that comes to locate does a couple things. It sends people out, or it sends feelers out ahead of time. And those people go into the community, and they ask the community what they think about a new business coming or what they think about their town. And if they run into negativity, those businesses or industry will just decide to go to the next town because there'll be a town that's more positive about it. And so Fort Madison really needs to maintain a positive approach at business and industry, and really look at the dynamics of what industry wants or needs to locate in town. But the industry then also looks at what's good for its employees. I mean, do they have good quality of life issues, nice parks, pool, walking trails, a recplex or a sports complex, or in the case of Fort Madison, we call it a sports complex. Those things are critical, a critical piece in terms of getting industry to want to locate here. And so, I think that the sports complex, which is now moving dirt again, is going to be a big piece of the puzzle. Having adequate hotel rooms and hotel space, and the city is in the middle of signing a development agreement with a new hotel builder, and so that's going to be hopefully coming in the near future. The Kingsley Inn, which was closed for a period of time, now has a new owner, and it's going to be reopening, possibly under a different method, but it will be at least reopening and not sitting closed. And so I think it's a combination of things that industry look for, that we need to be able to really sit down with the industry, and we do that quite often, and say, hey, listen, what are you looking for? What do you need the city to provide in order for you not only to get located here, but draw your employees from here and draw new employees to here?
Have you been surprised at all by the tone of the campaign? I've followed along, especially through the newspaper and the letters to the... Have you been surprised by the tone?
I've probably been a little bit surprised and a little bit disappointed, I think. I've told people that I think this campaign has gone to a place that it shouldn't have had to go. I'm all for one for debating different philosophies and different issues, but it doesn't seem like we're debating too much of that. It's been more of a quasi-personal attack against myself, I find that disappointing.
Any topics I haven't thought, we've covered a number of issues here, anything that I haven't thought to ask about that really stand out for you that you would want to discuss?
No, I guess my only thought would be that, in this election, you talk about elections and city elections and turnout isn't all that big. And ultimately, you get 10 or 15 or 17 or 18% will kind of dictate what 100% of us will do the day after the election. And that, that's probably a little bit concerning, because I think people need to take an active role in what their government does. And they do that through voting. And I think the people need to really stand up and pay attention in this election, because I think Fort Madison has come a long way in a short period of time. And I think that the people who assume everything is okay, or my vote doesn't count, or it's not going to make that much of a difference, it will. It will make a difference in this election. And we need people to make sure they get out there and get the vote out so that we can keep moving Fort Madison forward. If you like what's been happening over the last, it's been 6.5 years for me, almost 7 years, but if you like what's been happening over the last several years and the last months, I think that my administration has a good handle on the future. I think that we're working well with all of the entities that are working so hard out there and volunteering out there, from Main Street and partners and all those groups that are putting on their daily events and attractions to really try to promote this town. And I think that if we all work together that way, I think that we'll really start to see Fort Madison really take off here in the near future.